I've now built half of the power supply. That's the 12-volt side sorted out. I found a decent transformer. Two decent 6.3-volt windings on it. For the lower HT, there's two HT inputs on the transmitter socket itself. One is for the PA anodes, which I haven't dealt with yet. But the lower HT, I've got about 210 volts. I'm keeping it a little bit low. It probably should be about 250, but I'm keeping things a little bit low, as the capacitors, etc., may not have been used for several decades. I have fired up the transmitter, and on a receiver, I'm getting a carrier on 9061 kHz. And when I stick my finger in the mic socket on the front, I get buzzing. Now that is AM. From what I understand, the crystal oscillator output is modulated with the audio and it gives me AM. Also on my receiver, I have checked the VFO on the transmitter and that is working between 5.14 to about 7 megs. So 5 to 7 megs, the VFO is putting out a good strong carrier. As I don't fully understand how this all works, I don't seem to be able to find a sideband signal anywhere. What I've got to do now under the chassis, go around with a meter, make sure all the valves are getting HT. They're all lighting up, so that's okay. There's another pin on the octal socket on the back of the transmitter, which is connected to the VR150. Now that the VR150 does glow purple, a very light purple, when the thing is running. So that is working, that's doing its job. But there's another input to that valve, not valve, stabilizer. Is it a valve? We call it a stabilizer. So I just want to make sure that all stages in the transmitter are getting HT. There's one valve in there, which is a double diode, but it's a double signal diode. And I don't know what that does. I wish I had the circuit diagram. Wouldn't it be easy if I could just lay the circuit diagram out on the bench and have a look at it? But I haven't got it. So it's very difficult trying to trace wiring. It's a very compact unit. All the valves are up together, all squashed in there. And under the chassis, it's very difficult to trace the wiring, especially as the wires aren't really different colours, so it is difficult. I haven't, in the power supply, built the high voltage HT for the PA valves as yet. That's going to be about 500. And I've also pulled out the PA valves, the 1625s. I've pulled them out. No good having the heaters running. What's it do? Poison the cathodes, doesn't it, after a while? I think it would take quite a long time to poison the cathodes. But I've taken them out anyway. So that's it so far. I have a modulated carrier on 9061 kHz and the VFO putting out a good strong signal between 5 and 7 megs. If you have any ideas or information, do email me, ray@g4nsj.co.uk. I shall update you again shortly. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.